your head, say your hair, you stick.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon with Elliot Lewis, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Robert North, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
October's the month, fifth day. Hear what Fitch is giving away.
Here it is, October 5th. Tell the folks about it, Bill.
Announcing Fitch's new cream shampoo. To introduce Fitch's new cream shampoo, and for our many friends who use dandruff remover shampoo, the Fitch Company, together with Phil and Alice, has arranged four big weekly contests. Each week's prizes include
one new Fraser Manhattan four-door sedan, one new Kaiser sedan, five Universal Electric ranges, three Amana home freezers, two Voss electric washing machines, 30 Universal Electric blankets.
Easy to win. Here's all you do. Try Fitch's cream shampoo. It's quick to lather, quick to rinse. See how it leaves your hair far softer, shinier. That's because it's made with both lanolin and olive oil. Yes, lanolin to soften, olive oil to bring out those sparkling highlights. Then, in 25 additional words or less, complete this statement.
I like Fitch's cream shampoo with lanolin and olive oil because...
Or, write about Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo. In 25 words or less, complete this statement.
I like Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo because...
That's all you do. It's easy. Just attach entry to carton top from Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo or the round seal under jar lid of Fitch's cream shampoo or facsimile. Mail with your name and address to Fitch Shampoo, Box 1723, Chicago, Illinois. First contest closes next Sunday midnight. More details later in the program. Remember,
42 prizes a week for you. Just tell why you like Fitch Shampoo.
Wednesday night, the Harris family returned to their home in Encino, California, after a prolonged summer vacation, which incidentally cost Phil plenty. As we look in on the Harris home, it's Thursday morning and Phil is just coming down for breakfast.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Smoke, 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 and if you LSMFT, la da da. Oh, good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Phil. Oh, what happened to your hair? It's a mess.
It is a mess, and it's all your fault. I asked you how I could keep my waves in place during the night, and you told me to wear a nightcap.
Well, what's wrong with wearing a nightcap?
It's very sloppy. All night long, the ginger ale kept dripping in my eyes.
Oh, Phil, I'm glad you're finally awake. I want to talk to you.
Okay, honey, what's it all about?
Well, about the reckless way you spent money on our vacation. The things you bought were ridiculous, like that $100 bathing suit you got for me.
Well, that bathing suit was worth it. It was covered with sequins, and I had them sewed on especially for you.
Yes, but did they have to spell out, keep your distance, Bob. The contents of this is the property of Phil Harris.
You know something? There's no stopping this kid ever since they reissued Alexander's ragtime band. Oh, you witty little ingenue, you.
Now, Phil, I'm serious. The way you threw money around on our vacation was outrageous. Nobody got less than a $10 tip. And you gave the porter $50 when we first arrived at the hotel.
Well, I had to give him that. He carried my trunk up.
Well, why did you have to give him $50 to carry one trunk up?
Because if I hadn't, he would have dropped it and busted every bottle in it. And you know I need those bottles of Fitch to keep my hair free from dandruff.
Well, your wild spending has got to stop. It's time you save something for the children's future. Phyllis and baby Alice are growing up, and, well, if you keep this up, you'll go through your money in no time.
Stop worrying, honey. We ain't even halfway through yours yet. Hey, look, we'll talk about this later. You know, I got to go downtown and see my pals. Gee whiz, I haven't seen them all summer.
But, Phil, this is important. Oh, excuse me while I answer the door.
I'm out here, Mommy. I'll answer it.
Thanks, Phyllis. It's probably William. I asked him to come over and talk to you about...
Well, I don't want to talk to that brother of yours. You ask him to come over. Ask him to come over. Just because you sent him through Harvard Business School, he talks down to me.
What a square that guy is. He looks like the groom on top of a wedding cake.
Good morning, Alice. Good morning, Philip.
Philip. Now, you listen to me, Jughead. How many times do I have to tell you my name ain't Philip? It's Phil. F-I-L. Phil.
Phil, F-I-L. Oh, well, for you, that's not bad. Alice, following our discussion, I've worked out a savings plan for your husband, if you'll pardon the expression. We'll limit Philip to so much a day by putting him on a budget.
A budget? Now, wait a minute,
oh,
honey.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, William. Phil, I don't know what we'd do with that, William.
Well, let's throw him out and test it. Now, look, kids, I'm not interested in no budget.
Nobody asked you, Philip. I've worked out a very liberal budget for you. You're allowed 15 cents a day for cigarettes, 30 cents for bus fare, 35 cents for lunch, and 5 cents for a tip.
5 cents for a tip?
That adds up to 85 cents. But I'm going to be big about it and allow you a dollar a day. That gives you 15 cents extra to spend as you please.
Ain't that ducky? I can just see myself going up to my bookie and telling him I want to put 15 cents across the board. Hey, look, Alice, let's cut out this stuff. I can't live on a buck a day.
It's for your own good. It'll teach you the value of money. Why, even you must admit you're not very frugal.
That's a lie. I'm as frugal as anybody, and even frugaler. At times. Now, look, Alice, this budget is going to ruin my reputation as a generous guy.
That's the trouble. You're too generous. And if you don't change your mode of living, you and your whole family are apt to wind up destitute.
What do you mean?
Well, if you keep going through your money at the rate you're going now, you'll be broke in no time. Your monetary status will be nil, and you'll be completely bereft of financial...
Wait a minute, Buster. Don't go switching languages on me in the middle of a sentence.
Very well. I'll put it in your vernacular. I can see you in a few years from now, and it's not a very pretty picture. You're broke. You've gone through...
Can Phyllis and I go over to...
Quiet, children. Your Uncle William is talking.
As I was saying, Philip, you're broke. You haven't got a cent. Nobody wants you. You've lost your job with Jack Benny.
I have?
Not only that. There's no food for your family.
There ain't.
And Alice has to go to work to support you.
She does?
That part he likes.
Yeah.
And worst of all, you're bankrupt. And your children have to go to work in a sweatshop.
Oh, cut it out, will you? Cut it out. No matter what you say, I ain't going on no budget.
I told you he wouldn't, Alice. He's just a weakling.
Oh, Phil, I'm disappointed in you. You haven't any willpower.
Did you say I ain't got no willpower?
No. No, but I'll try it that way. You ain't got no willpower.
That's very natural for you. You do that well.
Thank you.
Now, look, that does it. I'm going to go on this budget just to show you that I have got willpower. But look, I'm going to need more than a buck a day.
Well, perhaps that should be increased. Come on, William. Let you and I go into the den and revise the budget.
Revise the budget? Revise the budget.
Okay, but you better hurry it up. I want to get downtown. I'm going upstairs and get my jacket.
Phyllis, did you hear what Uncle William said to Mommy and Daddy? We're bankrupt. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, we ain't got no dough.
Stop talking like Daddy. Phyllis, this is serious. Daddy's lost his job and there's no food in the house.
Yeah, and we have to go to work in a sweatshop.
Alice, what's a sweatshop?
Phyllis, Mother said little ladies don't use that word. Little ladies say perspiration.
All right. We're gonna work in a perspiration shop.
Well, this isn't funny. We're in an awful predicament. I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, I think this will work out nicely, William. This $5 a day budget is more reasonable. If Phil sticks to it, I'll be the happiest girl in the world.
Well, I think it's too much, but you're the boss. Well, I have to run along now, Alice. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, William. Oh, I never thought I'd get Phil to consent to a budget. He makes a lot of noise, but He's really a sweet guy. This is a very happy day for me. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Well, look, Alice, I'm ready to go downtown now. How much has William decided to give me for my daily allowance?
$5. And please stick to it, Phil. Don't weaken.
$5 still ain't enough. Don't you realize that? Now, I wonder who that is.
Oh, it must be Frankie, your guitar player. I see his car out front.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll let him in. Now, look, don't tell Frankie about this budget or I'll never hear the end of it.
All right, but remember, if he tries to borrow money from you, tell him you can't afford it.
Okay, I'll tell him. To hear her talk, you'd think all Frankie came over for was to borrow dough. These women. She don't realize that he's a pal. He ain't interested in me for my money.
Hiya, Frankie.
Hey, Curly, can I put the bite on you for $200?
The least you could do is say hello first. You haven't seen me all summer. Aren't you going to ask me how I am?
How are you? Now, when you get the $200, I'm in a hurry.
Not so fast. You're always borrowing dough from me. What do you do with it?
Look, I don't ask you where you get it. Don't ask me what I do with it.
Well, I see your point. We got to respect each other's confidence.
Sure. Now, will you quit stalling, Curly, and get me the 200 clams?
Look, Frankie, Well, I can't do it. I'm sorry, but I can't lend you the money.
That's gratitude for you. To think I gave you first crack at lending me the dough. You know, I don't need you. I can go to the bank and take the money out. Except that I don't like to do that.
Why not?
They might catch me.
Look, Frankie, will you please try and see it my way? I'd like to loan you the money. Well, I just can't.
Never mind. I think my bosom pal will turn me down in my time of need. Well, without the money, I just can't go on. There's only one thing for me to do. Going down to the river, cut a hole in the ice, throw myself in.
No, Frankie, no, now don't do that. Please, I don't want it. Hey, wait a minute, what ice? The river won't freeze over for 4 months yet.
I'll wait. So long, Piker.
Oh, so long.
Harris turned me down. It's a calamity. Never thought I'd live to see the day when I'd have to start spending my own dough.
Hello, Uncle Frankie.
Oh, hello, kid. Hey, you look awful unhappy.
We just found out our daddy lost all his money.
What are you talking about?
Daddy lost his job and we haven't any food.
I can't believe that Harris is broke. Maybe I ought to go in and ask him if he still got his money. After all, Curly's my best friend. No, I'd better not ask him. If he really is broke, who am I to interfere with a stranger? He might even try to put the bite on me. Oh, what a nauseating thought. I better get out of here.
Sorry I came downtown at all. Three of my best pals tried to borrow some money, and I had to turn them down. Every time I start the weekend, I seem to hear Alice's voice. Oh, nuts. I ain't going to let her henpeck me. I'm not going to stick to this budget.
Don't weaken, Phil. Don't weaken.
How do you like that? Nagging by remote control. Oh, what's the use? I guess I'm going to have...
Hiya, Phil.
Oh, hello, Mickey.
Boy, am I glad I'm running for you. I got a horse going today, and he can't miss.
He can't?
Nah, he's a cinch. He's a 30-to-1 shot, and if we each put $5 on him, we'll clean up.
Hey, 30-to-1, huh?
Yeah.
Gee, that is too good to miss. Hey, yeah. Let's go over and see the bookie.
Phil, I'm disappointed in you. You have no willpower.
I have two.
You have to what?
Nothing. Look, Mickey, nothing. I thought I heard something. I don't know. Look, come on. Let's make that bet.
Bill Harris, you are a weakling. Just as my brother said.
Ah, oh, your brother's a jerk.
If that's the way you feel about it, your brother's a jerk, too. Look, are you going to bet or not? I got a real hot tip for you.
You won't bet, Bill. I have faith in you, darling.
I could kiss you for that, honey.
You do, and I'll punch you right in the nose, sweetheart.
Hey, now look, Mickey, I've changed my mind. I ain't making a bet.
Well, it's just as well. I wouldn't make no bet with nobody as batty as you.
I'm not batty. I was just talking to Alice.
Yeah. You were talking to Alice? Well, so long, kid.
Who are you tipping your hat to?
Alice. I don't want her to think I'm rude. Oh, brother, this guy's so far off the beam, even radar couldn't get him back. I gotta find out what happened to him.
Hello.
Hello, Frankie. This is Mickey. What's wrong with Harris?
You're the fourth one to call and ask me that.
There's something wrong with him. He refused to bet on a horse, and he's going around talking to himself.
Well, then it must be true. Look, Mickey, the guy's broken. We got to do something about it. I got an idea. Round up all your pals and get them over to the Musicians Union Hall tonight. I'll make a few phone calls.
Hello, American Federation of Musicians and Racing Form Rating Group.
I see you still got your laryngitis, Artie.
Oh, hiya, Frankie. What's new?
Haven't you heard? Phil Harris is washed up in show business.
Yeah? But what's new?
This is serious. The guy's so broke, I'm arranging a benefit for him, and I want to use the Union Hall tonight.
Sure, I'll take care of everything.
Good. Good. I'll call some more of Phil's pals.
Hello? This is the Vine Street Social Uplifters and Floating Prep Game Association.
Duke, this is Frankie. Look, I just found out Phil and Alice are broke, so we're holding a benefit for him tonight at Union Hall. I want you to round up the gang while I call Phil and Alice and get them down there.
Now, they won't show up. They got too much pride to accept charity.
Well, I won't let them know it's for them. I'll let them think the benefit's for somebody else. Hello, Alice.
Oh, I'm glad you finally got home, Phil. Frankie just called. He wants us downtown tonight to entertain at the benefit.
A benefit? For who?
Well, he didn't say. It's somebody in show business who's broke and needs help. I told him we'd go.
Well, sure, if it's somebody in show business, we'll go. But how can a guy let himself get into such a spot like that? Believe me, that'll never happen to me. Nobody's going to have to throw no benefit for Harris.
Not if you stick to your budget, they won't. Did you stick to it today?
Get lost, Books. Get lost. You in here again? Yes, I stuck to it, but believe me, it's no fun.
I know, but remember, Philip, perseverance and self-denial will always prevail. Temptation may beset one, but strength of character will see one through to ultimate victory. A man of integrity...
Ah, shut up!
Hey, Frankie, this is a swell benefit. The food and drinks was wonderful.
I wonder what's keeping Phil and Alice. I can't hold this mob here much longer.
Hey, ain't that Phil and Alice coming in?
Yeah. Hey, now remember, folks, no cracks to them about who this benefit's for.
Oh, hello, Frankie. Sorry we're late.
Yeah.
It was unavoidable. We had to wait for the bus.
That's my brother-in-law. Ain't he a clip? Had to wait for the bus. Oh, what a card. I married into this, too, right? Hey, Frankie.
Huh?
You got quite a turnout here. Say, I've been wondering, who's this benefit for anyway? Do I happen to know the poor guy?
Yeah, Curly, you might say somebody you're very fond of. He's a band leader. He's got a beautiful blonde wife and a couple of kids.
Gee, to think this could happen to Harry James.
It ain't Harry James. Now, quiet. I'm the master of ceremonies. I got to get this thing started. All right, quiet, everybody. Quiet, please. Shut up! Folks, we're here to take up a collection for a fella. What I mean is...
Wait a minute, Frankie. Stop it, will you? Let me handle this. You sound like a road company of Georgie Jessel. What an MC you turned out to be. Let me handle this, and I'll get some dough for this guy. Now, quiet, everybody. Fellows and brother musicians, we're here tonight to raise dough for a poor, broken-down bum. But, Phil, quiet, a performer's on. Now, this poor schmo had a wife and two kids who were starving. And we've got to think of those kids. Personally, I got no sympathy for the guy, because if he let a thing like that happen, he must be pretty much of a crumb.
You said it, Phil.
Thanks, honey. Now, of course, I shouldn't be too harsh with this guy. Maybe he's through in show business because he ain't got no talent. Maybe it's because he's just plain stupid. Maybe that's it.
That's it.
Then again, the guy probably ain't got no help from his wife. Frankie says she used to be a singer. Her voice was so bad they stoned her off the runway at Minsky's. Frankie says she's a beautiful blonde. He's just being kind. She's probably an old crow who's trying to keep young and spends all his dough buying peroxide. But disregardless of these two, we got to help their kids. Now, I know you guys won't let them down because you're all show business. And believe me, we should be very proud of our show business because you take the butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk. Now, they're secretly unhappy men because the grocer, the butcher, the clerk, and those guys, they get money but no applause. Now, they would gladly kiss those jobs goodbye if they could be in something theatrical, and here's why. Because there's no business like show business, like no business I know. Traveling through the country, gee, how thrilling. Standing out in front on opening nights, watching that theater while it's filling, and there's your billing right there in lights. Phil Harris, supported by Alice Faye. Oh, how sweet it is. There's no people like show people. Why, they sing when they are low. Why, yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are, Joe Frisco and friends. And right upon your dressing room they've hung a star. So let's go on with the show. Thank you, fellas. I deserve it. And now for the contribution.
Phil, wait a minute. There's something I got to tell you.
Now, wait a minute, Frankie. Will you lay off a minute and I'll get some moo out of this crowd? Leave me alone a minute. Okay, folks. Now, who's going to make the first generous donation for this poor family?
I'll give 35 cents.
Thank you, Jack Benny. Don't laugh. It looked like him. For he'd be better be generous for him.
I'll give a buck. A buck and a quarter.
Wait a minute. A buck and a quarter. The guy needs real dough. He's entitled to a break. The guy's led a clean life. He never bet on a horse, never took a drink. Come on now, dig down and shell out.
I'll give $500.
That's my sweet, generous wife that said that. Oh, yes, sir. If you can give $500, honey, so can I.
Hold it, Curly. You two are so broke, how can you afford to give $1,000 at your own benefit?
My own benefit? What's the matter with you, wise guy? My own benefit. What kind of a gag is this? What makes you think I need a benefit?
Your kids told me you were broke. You lost your job. There's no food in the house.
Will you...
Oh, Frankie. There's been a mistake. The children must have misunderstood our conversation we were having with my brother. Phil's not broke.
Of course I'm not broke. You should be so broke as we are. What are you talking about? Bro, why, that's the worst thing I ever humiliated, and you're... I never...
Well, wait a minute. Gee whiz, it's kind of nice to know that... Gee, that if I was broke, that I'd have so many friends to come down here and help me, and that you got it up, huh, Frankie? Gee, I'm really... really touched about the whole thing. Gee whiz, just to think that my pals love me enough that they would...
Oh, Phil, stop crying.
Well...
Philip, I'm disappointed in you. Instead of sticking to your budget, you let these vulgar musicians talk you into giving $500.
Lay off of me, Files. I don't have to give the dough. It ain't costing me nothing. And what's more, I'm still on my budget. And another thing, don't go picking on musicians. They're gentlemen. They have feelings for you. And they have a heart for you.
We also have a bill for you. $1,500. For the cost of the benefit.
$1,500? Let me see that bill.
Yeah?
Rental of hall, $200. Drinks, $845. Food, $4.22.
Well, I know the president asked us to save food, but this is ridiculous.
Look, Curly, don't examine the bill. Just pay it.
All right, all right. I'll pay for it. You guys have made me very happy. Gee whiz, to think that a thing like this could happen to me. You guys are big-hearted enough to throw this benefit for me. I'll show you I can be as big-hearted and pay for it. I'll make you a check out right now. Pay to the order of Frankie Remley, $1,500.
Thanks, I'll take it.
Not so fast. Alice hasn't signed it yet.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment.
42 prizes a week for you. Just tell why you like Fitch shampoo.
That's right. And remember, everybody, first contest closes next Saturday midnight, October the 11th. So please enter tonight. Simply tell in 25 words or less why you like either Fitch's cream shampoo or Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo. And mail your entry with your name and address to Fitch Shampoo, Box 1723, Chicago, Illinois. That's Fitch Shampoo, Box 1723, Chicago, Illinois.
You can send any number of entries, each on plain sheet of paper. To each, attach the round seal under the jar lid of Fitch's cream shampoo or carton top from Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo or facsimile. Remember, each week's prizes include...
one Fraser Manhattan sedan, one Kaiser sedan, 5 Universal Electric ranges, 3 Amana home freezers, 2 Voss electric washing machines, 30 Universal Electric blankets.
The Reuben H. Donnelly Corporation, Chicago, will judge all entries on originality, sincerity, and aptness of thought. Duplicate prizes for ties, judge's decision final. No entries returned, all become property of Fitch. Any person in United States or Canada may enter, except employees of Fitch, their advertising agency, and their families. To win in first week's contest, enter now. Entries received after Saturday midnight judged in following week's contest. Complete rules at drug counters. First car winners announced on this program October 19th.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, look, and don't forget to get in there and really try for those big prizes, and please do it tonight.
Try Fitch's Cream Shampoo. Enter first contest before Saturday midnight. Win a Fraser Manhattan or Kaiser sedan.
42 prizes a week for you. Just tell why you like Fitch Shampoo. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.